in the limelight.
Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the House committee investigating the deadly 6th of January Capitol attack incited by former President Donald Trump, said on Sunday, 19th of December, he was not yet ready to declare the former president guilty of a crime, but that the panel was investigating the likelihood that he is. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalist Richard Luscombe. The piece is titled, Capital Attack Panel Will Determine If Trump Committed Crime. Republican. Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the House committee investigating the deadly 6th of January Capitol attack incited by former President Donald Trump, said on Sunday, 19th of December, that he was not yet ready to declare the former president guilty of a crime, but that the panel was investigating the likelihood that he is. Nobody is above the law, the Illinois congressman told CNN's State of the Union program. And if the president knowingly allowed what happened on 6th of January to happen, and in fact was giddy about it, and that violates a criminal statute, he needs to be held accountable for that. The committee has been picking up pace in recent weeks with dozens of subpoenas issued, some to close Trump aides. The waters lapped at the doors of Trump's Oval Office this week when his fourth and final chief of staff, Mark Meadows, became a focus of the investigation over tweets that he received on and around the day of the insurrection, 6th of January. The committee voted unanimously to refer Mark Meadows for criminal prosecution for contempt of Congress after he withdrew his cooperation. Adam Kinzinger, who alongside fellow Republican Liz Cheney, has drawn the ire of Donald Trump allies for serving on the committee, said he had no qualms about scrutinizing how Trump incited supporters to try to overturn his election defeat by Joe Biden, which he says was the result of massive electoral fraud, which it was not. He is not a king, Kinzinger said. Former presidents, they aren't former kings. Kinzinger added that he feared the events of 6th of January were a trial run for Donald Trump and his allies to attempt another coup. We will get every bit of detail that we can possibly get on that, so that's important for the president's role, he said. I want to hold the people guilty accountable, but I want to make sure that this never happens again. Otherwise, 6th of January will have been, yes, a failed trial run. But sometimes a failed trial run is the best practice to get one that succeeds, a coup that would actually succeed in toppling our government. Kinzinger's comments are the strongest to date about the depth of the inquiry into Donald Trump's role. At a Stop the Steal rally near the White House on 6th of January, the former President Donald Trump urged his supporters to march on the Capitol and fight like hell, or you're not going to have a country anymore. He was impeached a second time for inciting the insurrection that followed. But though Kinzinger and nine other House Republicans and seven GOP senators voted with Democrats, Donald Trump was acquitted in his Senate trial and remains free to run for office again. Pressed on whether he thought Donald Trump was guilty of a crime, Adam Kinzinger said, I don't want to go there yet to say, do I believe he has? But I can tell you I have a lot of questions about what the president was up to. Earlier this month, at a sentencing hearing for one of the rioters, a district court judge, Amy Berman Jackson, said she believed Donald Trump stoked the riot and should be held accountable. Judge Jackson was one of a growing number of federal judges to speak out. Donald Trump is also in legal jeopardy from investigations into his business affairs, with authorities in New York looking at tax issues in particular. Trump spoke to Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, but was not asked about the 6th of January inquiry, instead riffing on subjects including the Taliban's hatred of dogs and how Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, struggles to pitch a baseball. Former President Donald Trump also weighed in on a conspiracy theory popular on Fox News Channel, which says Joe Biden is not running the country based on an apparent gaffe in which he called his vice president Kamala Harris president in a university commencement speech this week. On CNN, Adam Kinzinger acknowledged the 6th of January committee was working to complete its work before next year's midterm elections, in which Republicans are likely to take back control and thereby kill the investigation. The Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a Trump loyalist whose text messages were included in those released this week, was one of the Republicans rejected by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a place on the 6th of January panel. Regardless, Congressman Jim Jordan has been tipped as a possible Judiciary Committee chair, who would therefore act to close the investigation of the Capitol attack. Adam Kinzinger, the Republican congressman, said, "Jim Jordan could not credibly head the Judiciary Committee, but he certainly could head the committee."